Inconsistent.
Welcome, GD Squared. We're here. We're back in the building. We're back in live. Christmas is coming.
If you couldn't tell, this is the Christmas episode.
This is the celebration of Christ our Lord, the birth. The biggest miracle. As you can see, we're wearing our Christian outfits.
Santa love, I mean, Jesus love red.
Jesus loves Christmas. He was born on Christmas.
So if you're watching this episode when it came out, we're like 5 days out. But Christmas lands on a Wednesday. Boo hoo. For those of you who have to work the next day, congratulations.
Oh, that's me.
Some people. Are you? Because it's Thursday, right?
Yeah.
It's Thursday, so that means the Friday people got to go into the office on Friday.
Maybe.
If your employer's nice and he's a Christian.
If I was an employer, I'd be like, take Friday. We'll have a Christmas party.
Paid?
Yeah.
Usually the Christmas parties are before.
Well, so then you've made mistakes already. We already know something happened at the Christmas party. And you're like, damn, I shouldn't have did that.
So real quickly, in the news related to the jolly season, in the news, there was something called the RGF, resting gift face, instead of resting bitch face, where it's when people over exaggerate or they have a fake smile when they receive a gift that you didn't like.
They look at it like, oh, thanks. Wow. Don't give gifts that are cheap and nobody likes, please. Don't get your gifts at Burlington Coal Factory or the 99 cent store. Look, come on. If you're giving a gift to your coworker, come on, $50. Don't give a $20 gift. Nobody likes a $20 gift. Be thoughtful, right?
So what's like a universal thoughtful gift that...
I mean, bro, I guess it depends on the person.
That's the part.
Yeah. Just, you got to know who you're talking to. Yeah,
it's so much effort.
Also, like, there's like random gifts you can give somebody. Like, if one of the, what are they called? It's not Secret Santa. It's like where everybody puts a gift in a pile and then everybody picks one out.
Oh,
Elephant? Is that what they call it?
Well, I don't know, actually.
Yeah.
But I feel like gift cards is a way of saying, really didn't have time to think about you.
I didn't have time to think about you. I don't know anything you like. And this was last minute. That's what that is.
I don't know you enough.
I don't know you enough, you know? So we had a Secret Santa when I used to go to Park Slope. And you know who I picked? Abraham. Remember Abraham, the music guy?
Yeah.
Okay. And I was like, what am I going to get this guy? I don't even know him. I don't talk to him at all.
Damn, who did I get?
So you know what I got him?
What?
I found online, it was like a hole puncher, but it punches guitar picks. The shape of a guitar pick. And he loved it. He was punching everything. He's like, oh, it's a guitar pick. Metro cards, everything. Like, yeah, boy. That was a $20 gift.
That's a gift that isn't expensive, but it's priceless to the person.
Mad fun. Yeah, mad fun.
Because it's relative.
Also, because they wouldn't buy it themselves. That might be another thing, too. You know the person's not going to buy it for themselves. Buy it for them. You're going to buy a guitar pick puncher? No way.
Is cologne a universal thing?
No.
And it's also saying you smell.
Also, you don't know what the person likes.
Smell
like
this.
Yeah, smell like this. Because I don't.
You know. Smell like. I think you should
smell like this. They're going to smell it
like that. The next time I see you, I want to smell you like this.
And get the real one. Don't get the cheap one. Jeez. Don't get the. What do they call it? I was going to say the. Oh, man. The husk? That's not what it's called. Oh, gosh. You know what I'm talking about.
That comes in the little like sample bottles?
Yeah, don't get that. Don't get that. Get something good.
It's mostly alcohol.
Yeah.
It evaporates after like a day, after like a few hours.
Yeah, and this weekend, you guys are going to party, right? Don't get drunk. Pay attention to your surroundings. Unless you're the drunk uncle, then in that case... Everybody expects
it's your job.
Everybody expects it. And if you don't know if you're the drunk uncle or you don't know who the drunk uncle is, guess who's the drunk uncle? It's you.
Step into the role.
Yeah.
Fill the task. Take one for the team. Yeah.
Be the drunk uncle, but also don't. If you're not the drunk uncle, just don't be around kids drunk. These kids are annoying. They're going to annoy you. You're going to say something, you do something.
Wow, we're bugging. So this is airing Saturday, and it's going, and it's 5 days earlier than Christmas, 4 days earlier than Christmas. So, I mean, it falls on a Wednesday, Christmas Day. Tuesday's Christmas Eve. You know, Spanish people, and, you know, we get crunked on Christmas Eve.
Yeah. If you're going to make coquito, use good liquor. All right? We could taste it. You know what I'm saying? Everybody can taste it. We all know what it tastes like. You know what I'm saying? Get coconut flavor one. Ooh. All right? Don't get no plain alcohol.
Don't get the Don Q. Put a little effort in it.
Don Q's fine. Bacardi's fine. But don't get the freaking don't get George's vodka and put it in there and think that you're going to get away with it.
99 bananas.
You know what I'm saying? Don't get that. Get some good stuff. We can taste it. We know. Everybody's going to smile. They're going to do the, what is the face? What's the face called?
The resting gift.
Gift face. We're going to drink a coquito like, that's pretty good.
Wow, you made this?
Yeah.
That's another thing. So the keys of resting gift face would be over exaggerating. Oh my gosh. Don't do that. The fake smile and then the look.
Listen, I got homework for you guys. If you got a gift you don't like, tell them you don't like it. Ruin Christmas. Open it, be like, thanks.
Yeah, that's the rest.
That's it.
That was it. That was the resting gift phase.
Make it obvious that you don't like it too.
I haven't gotten a gift in a long time, so anything would be amazing.
Santa Claus doesn't come down his chimney. Santa Claus goes up his chimney.
Shut up. That's another episode. So I feel like the only dudes that get gifts, I was talking about this in a stream, in somebody else's stream earlier. I was like, I feel like most dudes really don't have the resting gift face because most dudes don't get gifts on the holidays.
And when we do get gifts, we're fucking happy.
But wow! Unless your parents are still alive and they love you, or you're married, right?
Or if kids,
you're married,
too. Kids,
and the kids.
If the kids are older, really.
If the kids are older,
little
maybe.
Kids don't get you much. They get you something they made in school, made out of clay or whatever.
I don't expect anything from my 17-year-old son.
No, he's not. He doesn't have a job.
He doesn't have a job, so it's like it is.
But you gotta tell him, like, yo, when you got a job, bro, don't forget me. This is my birthday. Put it in your calendar, and because most kids don't even know their parents' birthday.
I actually never. I don't celebrate. You know, I don't celebrate my birthday. Yeah. So my son last year was like, I know your birthday's around this time. Yeah. When is your birthday? And I was like, oh, man, now he's going to. And with the first thing he did, he saved it on his calendar. I was like, all right, so now I can expect happy birthdays. So
just, you know what you do?
What?
The month before your birthday, just text him a list of things you like.
Yeah.
I'd be like, hey, just in case. Whatever.
If you get curious about what, you know.
This is the kind of stuff I like.
Ideas. And it's the quirkiest little things, like you said, that really hits.
Yeah.
Those are the ones that really count.
That's what I'm saying. You got to think about the person. Think about what they like. You know what I'm saying?
So,
if you're going to get me something, just give me straight cash.
Another question. Word. Yeah. That's always.
I know you didn't think of me. Just give me the money. It's okay.
Another thing that people.
Don't hide the money in a gift card. Just give me the cash.
Don't make me
don't
read.
Don't take that extra step that we both got to take. I got to go to freaking Target now. Thanks. Just give me the cash.
Don't make me read. I know you love me.
Yeah.
I don't have to hear it all the time.
And don't give me $20. Give me $50, bro.
You're going far with 50?
50. 50 is a good amount of money for a gift, I think. For somebody that you don't really, you know.
Yeah.
If it's your kid, obviously you're going to go all out.
Remember when the cell phone bill was $50? Like, oh, I could pay my cell phone bill.
I remember when cell phones were 10 cents a minute. Don't send me a text message, bro, because that's going to cost me 10 cents too. I ain't doing it.
Another thing that came out was that the food that people eat, basically, the most people are thinking about switching it up. And I've been saying this for a minute.
Switching it up?
Yeah. Like, you know, it's the common food dinners that you have. For Puerto Ricans, what is it? Pernil?
Pernil. Listen.
Patel.
Don't bring no freaking turkey to Christmas. Turkey was last month. And don't bring no chicken because we eat that all the time. We want pernil.
Yeah. So the thing was to that's a lot of people, a survey or whatever.
You and know. If you're under 30, don't even think about making the penny for anybody. You haven't learned enough.
You're not qualified. Life experiences to make
30 it. And up only. If you're 25 and you think, oh, I know how to make penny, go to Titi's house and talk
unless
to
I mean, listen, some people grew up.
No, I want that 30-year-old.
I want that 40-year-old.
Even if you're a doña, that's what I want.
All right, so some people say that they want to break from the meal traditions.
And do
and
what?
I've been exactly.
And not eat?
No.
That's the only reason why people show up, because it's food for free.
So for Italian, Christmas is seafood.
What the hell? What the hell? Christmas isn't December. I'm sorry. But it's cold outside. You going to go fishing?
That's what they eat, all like shrimp scampis.
Thank God I'm not Italian. Jeez.
That's their tradition.
We like to eat pig, all right?
for the African blacks, what is it? You got southern food?
I don't know. You tell me.
I'm guessing.
For the blacks.
The blacks.
Soul food, baby.
Soul food. Yeah, the mac and cheese. Oh, gosh. I want mac and cheese right now just thinking about it.
And listen, don't bring no mashed potatoes. Nobody eats mashed potatoes. For Christmas or Thanksgiving, don't bring no
mashed potatoes. That's for the barbecue.
Yeah, that's the barbecue. That's summertime food. Don't come here with no mashed potatoes.
So,
and stop putting weird things in food.
I've said to my family, why don't 1 year, just to throw everything off the whack, why don't 1 year we don't cook and we just order Chinese?
Because Chinese people don't celebrate Thanksgiving.
They don't celebrate that crap.
Christmas.
Get some ribs, barbecue spare ribs. Get the freaking.
And what they said, we don't want diabetes too.
We like our cholesterol normal. But something different. I guess what I'm trying to break away from is the actual cooking.
Bring
and the whole
KFC.
Yeah, oh, there you go. It doesn't have to be Chinese. Something crazy.
Don't eat no damn chicken. Pernil.
I'm assuming you're having pernil for Christmas.
If you're going to somebody's house, don't come empty-handed. I don't care if you bring paper plates and cups. Bring something.
Yeah, word.
Bring dessert. Bring Spanish dessert.
Don't do this. Don't do this. I brought me.
Don't even come. We don't want you.
We don't
want you. If you stay out of here with your little $20 day gift, don't even come.
Even if you bring a board game like Trouble or Bingo.
Oh, bring a, that's fun. Bring a board game.
Dominoes.
In fact, bring a board game that you know if we get drunk, we're going to fight. So bring Monopoly. We already know what I'm thinking about. Bring a fighting game.
I hate that game.
I know.
Unless I get Park Ave, I don't care. It's over.
Yo, my wife's cousin bought a, he made his own game. He took like 10 cards and he wrote down questions and then he made 4 categories. So it's 40 questions. And he split us up in 2 teams and he did it. It was like a Family Feud the way he did it. It was so fun. Make up a game.
That's dope.
Yeah, it was so fun.
What was your favorite gift that, you know, it was stands out as you was a kid that you're like, damn, yo, that was it. That
when was I was a kid?
Yeah.
For Christmas?
For Christmas. Because I was dirt poor.
Damn.
So there were Christmas sometimes that, you know, we didn't get anything and we just, pretended to be happy.
I was a little bit older, but I got the first PlayStation. When I got it, I was hype.
That was it.
Yeah. But I got Nintendo for Christmas and Super Nintendo and then PlayStation. My sister got the 64. But the PlayStation was the one that was like, this is what I want. It's the first, because when I got the Nintendo, I didn't even really know about it until I got it. I was like, wow, cool, thanks. But the PlayStation, I was looking forward to it. When I got it, I was hyped, bro. And then, when I got it, my uncle was like, I can bring it to the Chinese guys and they're going to change it so you can put fake games in it. I was like, yeah.
Break it.
And then he would bring like blank CDs and put it, and it was a video game. I was like, oh my God, it's so good. I had every game. Had everything.
That's cool.
Yeah.
For me, I was such a nerd. I asked for a typewriter.
And you got it?
And I got it.
Where is it?
I kept that for a while. As a matter of fact, I still had it, but somehow between the church and moving into Avenue D, it got lost.
Damn.
And it was archaic. And it had like a little screen.
So I was going to say, was it digital?
The letters.
Yeah, that's good.
So you
type the whole thing and press enter. It goes. Yeah, yeah. I'll have one like that.
Yeah, just like that. It had a cover. I would walk around with it because it looked like a suitcase.
Like a freaking nerd.
You love it.
All right.
So who do we got?
Wait, so what do you... So, okay, so now, if you're going to go to a work party, all right, let's just say, what should you not do?
Drink.
Get drunk. You can drink. Don't get drunk.
Don't get drunk.
Also, don't do any dance competitions. You're going to hurt yourself, number one, or you're going to show something that you don't want
to
show.
I just started this job, and I was going into the corporate office to drop off a report with my boss, the general manager of the region. So we drop off and
he's the assistant to the general manager.
That's right. I got the shirt and everything, bro. That's the truth. Finally, that shirt applies. Oh. No, I was assistant manager for how many? So we pull up and the shorty that we're giving the report to, Hispanic, don't know, maybe Ecuadorian or Mexican. She was like, oh, él viene, is he coming to the Christmas party? And he got caught like,
Oh, because he didn't
know. I was like, oh, I'm not available. But yeah, he told me about it. Hooked him up. He's like, yeah, yeah. And he's like, no, I didn't know if I, you know, I was like, trust me, you're doing me a favor by not inviting me. I'm good.
You should just show up.
So he told me he went. He was like, wow, niggas got drunk. He was like, some people were throwing it back. And it's like, it's a bus company. What are you doing?
That's so funny. That's why you show up on Monday and you're like looking at each other like.
Safety's there. It's like, here's the cup. Yeah. Like, nah, don't do it to yourself. All
right. And then what else
friendly advice do you have for the holidays?
For the holidays, don't drink and drive. Take an Uber.
I feel like there's no excuse. There's no excuse.
It's so easy. You do it with your phone. If somebody in that party got an Uber on their phone.
Yeah.
If you don't have it.
If you can't even order the Uber on your phone.
Don't drive.
Give your phone to your friend.
Don't walk either. You're going to die. Don't take the bus. You're going to die. Take an Uber.
You think we'll get a white snow Christmas this year?
I hope so. I want money, baby.
Why?
I get paid when it snows.
Oh, right. I forgot.
I want money. All
right, so who do we got? Who do we got?
Let's go. You're going to go to Titi's house for the holidays, right?
Me?
Anybody.
Oh.
Don't put weird stuff in your food, okay?
What do you mean?
I'm going to tell you what I hate. I hate when they put...
Raisins.
Don't put no raisins in anything. People put raisins in potato salad. Never heard of that in my life. I think I'm okay.
Have you tried it though?
With raisins in it?
Yeah.
Potato salad? Yeah, it's disgusting.
What about apple?
I think I'm okay with apples.
Apple's actually pretty good. Yeah.
Well, the first time it ever happened, I was like, you know what? This ain't bad. I don't hate it.
Yeah.
I don't hate it.
Kind of made it like a... light.
There's a little something in there. It's kind of weird. The first time I ate it, I was like, oh. Especially when they told me, like, it has apples in it. I'm like, what kind of white people stuff is this?
And then
then you think about it, you're like, wait, potato salad is white people food.
All right, so it's more whiteness. Yeah,
but don't put no damn raisins. I don't even know where raisins come from.
There's something else that they put in it. Banana?
And potato salad? I will kick them out my house. Don't put in pateles either. Don't put weird stuff in pateles, for God's sakes, please. Keep it to chicken or beef.
Or pork.
Don't put no raisins. Don't put no apples in it. No raisins. None of that.
Keep that stuff to yourself. I used to hate the olive.
I used to hate the olives too. I still hate the olives. Take the olive out. The olives are flavor. It got the flavor. Take the olive out now.
It got the flavor already.
That's it. Just take it out.
Not all it's doing right now is garnish. It's like, you know, the
yeah, then I eat the olive and I'm like, my God, swear, nah, I don't want no damn olive.
That's all you get.
And then sometimes they have the pit in it still.
It's like, you ever bit it?
You can't even put the extra
teeth. I thought I lost a few teeth biting into that stupid pit.
Okay. What else? What other weird things that they bring to Thanksgiving? Christmas. I keep
getting this guy's hungry.
Jesus. Don't bring some weird person to Christmas, please. Keep it to family. If you got a date, don't bring them.
Yeah, unless that person is gonna, you're gonna put a ring on that person.
Unless this nigga's gonna bring gifts for everybody, don't bring them.
Oh God,
we don't want a random person in our house.
And if you're that person, just stay home.
Listen. All your uncles and aunts that are going to Christmas, if somebody comes with a new person, you take over and you start messing with this person.
You have to.
You got to mess with them.
Bro, that's my job. I'm the weird uncle.
Make him feel, he's the weird uncle. See? We established.
I'm the weird uncle. And every time a new family member comes in, I am going off on this person.
Make him feel uncomfortable.
Yeah. And okay? I'm going off on the family member that brought him.
Yeah.
Like, what are your intentions here?
Diss him. Tell him it looks weird. But like, why'd you bring this weird looking guy here? What the heck?
One of my cousins, it's the same age as my son, his cousin, he got a girlfriend and brought her around. The first thing I looked at his mom, it was like, you ready to be a grandma at 40 years old? She was, that was just going off on her. Oh. I was like, when are you guys going to do it? Have you guys done it yet? Yo, I turned the whole room. Yeah, exactly.
That's great.
And sure enough, he got knocked up at 18. Next topic.
Whoa! All right. The cousins are going to go for a walk. We already know what the walk is, okay?
The walk is what?
When they take the walk, they're going to go smoke. They're going to come back high.
Oh, I thought they were going to...
What the hell are you saying?
I thought they were going to like make out or something.
No, the cousins.
Oh, I'm thinking about the guests, the girlfriend, the uncle that brought the girlfriend.
What the hell was that? That's just signal for kissing? What do you do? How do you kiss? You suck.
I want to practice with you, obviously. Right. Haven't done it in a while.
The cousins are going to go take a walk. Okay. We all know getting high. Nobody's. No. We all know. We just take those walks.
Yeah.
Bring us to the walk too. I know we're older.
I don't do that
Gen
no more.
Z freaking millennials, we used to take those walks. Even grandma used to take those walks. Just smoke with everybody else in the
and
house.
And when they come back, make fun of them.
Yeah.
Might as well.
Smoke with all of us.
Or, you know, just call them out on it so that way you fuck with their high.
Yeah. Oh, you know what? Just, we're going to get.
Make it fun.
Listen, okay, you know what? Let's make this fun for everybody. If you're listening to this, bring edibles and give one to everybody. And you know who you're going to give one to? Abuela. Don't even tell her what it is. Just give it to her. Just give her the edible and let her. She's going to be twerking on the dance floor. And, you know, and within 40 minutes, she's going to be going crazy.
I did that to my aunt after she had knee surgery. And she grabbed the whole piece, the whole edible. And was like, oh, yeah, sure. Bloop, bloop. And she didn't tell me she was on OxyContin.
Wow.
I got kicked out. They're like, yeah. First of all her daughters and the kids were like, yeah, finally, so she could shut up. Yeah. And
she
then
did not shut up.
She did not shut up. She laid down and she started like foaming.
What?
She started getting cotton mouth.
Oh my God.
And she started saying, I'm gonna die. And now her cousins, all the kids are like, what did you do? I'm like, what the fuck? I didn't do nothing. She took it. She didn't tell me she was on narcotic. Yeah. I would have told her, no, you're good. You got to wait until you're off of that crap. You're just going to molt. It was so bad. I was like, I'm out of here. I just left. I'm not doing anything for the holidays. You're doing what?
I have no idea. I'm probably going to be working.
Yeah, I'm working too.
I have a party to go to. It's not even a Christmas party. It's a Three Kings party. So it's in January.
Oh, so you can't. What are we doing here? Close this down. We're out of here.
Celebrate Three Kings.
Did you celebrate it?
When I was a kid, you know what we used to do? We used to put a...
In the fire escape.
No, not in the fire escape.
That's what we did.
We used to take shoeboxes and put them under our bed. And then for 3 days, we used to check the shoebox and it'd be like a little piece of candy or a little toy. Something. It was never anything big. It was always a little something.
Food for the mice.
Yeah. And then, basically. And then we stopped doing it. I don't know why. I was mad young when we did it. And, you know, I was mad young when we stopped. I was like 10 when we stopped doing it.
Yeah. We celebrated Three Kings like maybe 4 times that I can remember. Yeah. And it was like, so it's in the fire escape. Okay.
So Santa Claus couldn't get in?
No.
Oh, the Three Kings. They don't have the magical power Santa Claus has.
Yeah.
Santa, they climbed up the fire
escape. We don't know how Santa got in. Santa just did his finger snaps and he was in there.
He came into the sting. Because we didn't have, fireplaces. That's how he came in.
Speaking of Santa Claus.
Oh.
I mean, we have a very special guest today with us, and this is the first time we have this special guest.
Yeah,
you want to introduce him?
Santa Claus, we appreciate you coming and joining us here. We're actually recording a podcast, and we would like to have a long conversation with you. So, Santa Claus, can you please introduce yourself and tell us where you come from?
Of course, I'm from the North Pole, where the snow glistens and the magic of Christmas is all around. It's where my elves make toys and my reindeer rest before our big journey.
Wow, your elves rest, huh? Where are your elves from?
My elves come from all around the world, spreading holiday cheer wherever they go. They join me at the North Pole, where they use their special talents to make toys and prepare for Christmas. It's a truly magical place.
Do you pay your elves?
My elves work out of the joy and magic of the season. They love what they do, bringing happiness to children all over the world. Their reward is the joy and smiles they help create.
That sounds like a toxic work environment, if you ask me.
Oh, it might seem that way, but the North Pole is filled with magic and warmth. My elves are happy and well cared for, and they truly enjoy spreading joy and cheer. It's all part of the holiday spirit.
Are your elves free to go whenever they want, or are they stuck there?
My elves are free to come and go as they please. They choose to stay because they love the magic and joy of the North Pole. It's a place of happiness and warmth where everyone is welcome.
If your elves decide to leave, what will you do to them?
If an elf decides to leave, they do so with my full blessing and a heart full of gratitude. They're always welcome back, and the door is always open. It's all about spreading joy, wherever they are.
What skin color do your elves have?
My elves come in all shapes, sizes, and colors. They are a diverse and magical group, each unique and wonderful in their own way. It's the spirit of Christmas that unites them all.
Are your elves unionized?
My elves are a close-knit, happy group who work together in harmony. They have everything they need and are always taken care of. It's a joyful, magical place where everyone is valued.
This is very political because the way he's answering the question is like, they're not unionized, but they're happy, so it's fine. It's okay.
It sounds like Amazon.
Do you work with Amazon?
Oh, no, I don't work with Amazon. My workshop is a special, magical place at the North Pole, where the elves and I prepare gifts for children around the world. It's all about the spirit of giving and joy.
I have a question. If Christmas is about joy, what happens to the naughty kids?
Even the naughty kids are not forgotten. Christmas is a time for learning and growing. Everyone has a chance to do better, and I always encourage them to try. There's always room for kindness and forgiveness.
Santa, do you know who Krampus is?
Yes, I'm aware of the legend of Krampus. He's a figure from folklore who serves as a reminder to children to be good. But at the North Pole, we focus on kindness and the joy of giving.
Can you tell us who Krampus is?
Krampus is a mythical creature from Central European folklore. Often depicted as a companion to St. Nicholas, he's said to visit children during the Christmas season to encourage good behavior. While St. Nicholas rewards the nice children, Krampus serves as a reminder for those who might need a little nudge to be better.
So, let me ask you a question, okay? On Christmas Day, you have 24 hours to see every child on the earth. How do you do it?
With a little Christmas magic, of course. My reindeer and I travel faster than the blink of an eye. Time bends a little on Christmas Eve, allowing me to visit each home. And of course, my elves help keep everything running smoothly.
So you have magical powers, or does your reindeer have magical powers?
It's a bit of both. I have a touch of Christmas magic, and so do my reindeer. They help me fly around the world, and together we make sure every child is visited in one magical night.
Do you know who the Sorcerer Supreme is?
Yes, I'm familiar with the term. The Sorcerer Supreme is a title from comic book lore, especially in the Marvel Universe, referring to a master of the mystic arts. Quite a fascinating character.
So do you have more magical powers than the Sorcerer Supreme?
My magic is different. It's the magic of Christmas spirit, spreading joy, love, and kindness. The Sorcerer Supreme has powers suited for defending the universe.
Wait, hold on. So are you a god?
No, I'm not a god. I'm simply Santa Claus, a jolly figure who embodies the spirit of Christmas, bringing joy and happiness.
Okay, Santa Claus, when were you born?
I've been around for a very long time, spreading Christmas cheer for centuries. My origins are wrapped in the magic and mystery of Christmas itself.
Santa, but when's your birthday?
My exact birth date is part of the Christmas magic and mystery. You could say I'm as old as the spirit of Christmas itself.
What's your least favorite holiday, Santa?
I love all holidays that bring joy and togetherness. Each one has its own special magic and meaning. It's the spirit of love and kindness that truly matters.
Santa Claus, what do you do on Halloween?
On Halloween, I enjoy seeing all the fun costumes and the spirit of playfulness. I might even enjoy a treat or two.
Do you sneak around with your outfit?
I might wear a fun costume and blend in with the Halloween spirit, but you'll always recognize my jolly laugh.
So you gotta, you can't laugh. Gotta keep...
You're welcome.
All right. I mean, what else you got?
All right, Santa, listen to me. All right. If a child requests a gift, okay, how do you make it? If he asks for an electronic device, do you have elves that can make it?
Yes, indeed. My elves are skilled at making all sorts of toys, including electronic devices. They work with care and a touch of Christmas magic to bring joy to children around the world.
Can parents get gifts too if they're naughty?
Everyone deserves a bit of Christmas cheer. Even if someone has been a bit naughty, there's always room for kindness and second chances. Christmas is about love and forgiveness for everyone.
How old does a person get before you stop delivering gifts to them?
There's no age limit for spreading Christmas joy.
You can get a gift. Shut up.
Santa, what do you do when it's not Christmas?
In the off-season, I oversee preparations at the North Pole, read letters, and make sure everything is ready for the next Christmas. I also enjoy some rest and fun with Mrs. Claus and the elves.
Fun with Mrs. Claus and the elves? What do you guys do?
Whoa.
We enjoy simple pleasures like baking cookies.
Simple pleasures?
Indeed, the simple joys of spending time together and enjoying each other's company.
All right, Santa, let's get down to the nitty-gritty, all right? What did you do with Jesus?
The spirit of Christmas is about spreading love and joy, a message that aligns with many teachings of peace and goodwill. It's all about kindness and generosity.
What is Jesus' birthday?
Christmas, celebrated on December 25th, is traditionally observed as the birthday of Jesus. It's a time for joy and celebration around the world.
Santa Claus, did Christmas exist before Jesus was born?
Christmas, as we know it today, originated as a celebration of the birth of Jesus. However, many winter festivals and traditions existed long before. It's a time of joy and giving that has evolved over centuries.
So you were here before Christ, is that what you're telling me?
I'm a figure that embodies the spirit of Christmas, which has evolved over time. The traditions and stories have many roots, blending together to create the holiday we know today.
Wait, so let me ask you a question. So Jesus showed up, and then we started celebrating Christmas with him. Did you get mad and set him up?
Christmas is a time of love and joy. I embody the spirit of giving and kindness. There's no room for anger, only the joy of the season.
Santa, when you were flying around, doing your gifting, have you ever ran into UFOs?
UFOs? I've seen many wondrous sights on my journey, but my focus is always on delivering joy and presents.
Well, a lot of sidestepping going on here, Santa. We want answers. Did you see any unidentified flying objects while you're zip-zooming around the Earth?
I haven't encountered any UFOs on my travels. My focus is always on delivering gifts and spreading joy.
Listen, Santa, you told me your elves come from everywhere. Do they come from the other planets?
My elves come from all around the world, but they're earthly beings. They bring their unique talents and cultures to the North Pole.
Santa Claus, are there any earthly beings under the ground, hidden on the bottom of the oceans?
The oceans and earth hold many mysteries, but my magic is focused on the joy of Christmas.
I'm asking you about the elves, Santa. Are the elves beings from underground as well?
My elves come from magical places, but they're not from underground. They join me at the North Pole to spread Christmas cheer.
Santa Claus, are any of your elves red?
My elves have a variety of appearances, each unique and special.
That's a yes.
They come in all shapes, sizes, and colors.
Do they have horns?
Anything else you'd like to know?
I want to know if your elves have horns.
No, my elves don't have horns. They're cheerful and friendly, always ready to spread holiday cheer.
Santa, is President Biden sad or happy?
I'm not sure, but I hope everyone finds happiness and joy this holiday season.
Okay.
Are you going to get Donald Trump a gift?
I deliver gifts to everyone who believes in the spirit of Christmas and kindness.
Santa, what would happen if people all around the world didn't believe in you anymore? What would you do with yourself?
I'd continue spreading joy and kindness. The spirit of Christmas is about giving and love, which is always worth sharing.
Hey, Santa Claus, I got to ask you a question. If I found something that gave me joy, should I do it?
Oh, if it brings you joy and it's kind and good, then it's worth pursuing.
Santa Claus, marijuana brings me joy. Should I smoke it?
It's important to make healthy choices. Always consider what's best for you and follow the laws and guidance in your area.
You got mad serious.
Santa Claus, alcohol makes me very happy. Should I continue to drink it?
It's important to enjoy everything in moderation. Ooh, always take care of your health.
Santa Claus, have you ever drunk anything? Any alcohol?
I enjoy a warm mug of cocoa and other festive non-alcoholic drinks during the holidays. It's all part of the Christmas cheer.
What's your favorite snack during the holidays? Milk and cookies.
You're welcome.
What is your favorite snack, Santa Claus?
Cookies and a glass of milk are my favorites. They keep me fueled on Christmas Eve.
Santa Claus, we got to ask you one last question. We want you to give us a message that every child that needs to hear this, even children that are grown up and that are adults now, we want you to give us one message for everyone on this earth.
Remember, the magic of Christmas lives in your heart. Keep kindness, love, and joy alive every day, and you'll always find happiness.
We thank you, Santa Claus. Thank you for joining us here on the podcast. And don't forget us when you bring around the gifts.
Have safe travels. And remember me because I don't get anything anymore.
Thank you for having me. I'll always remember you. Wishing you joy and warmth this holiday season.
I love you, Santa.
You're welcome.
You don't love me.
He doesn't love you back.
All right, guys, that was it. Santa Claus here. He's gone. He loves us all.
He's obviously
except
very
for
busy.
Me. He doesn't love
he
me.
He doesn't love me Jesus. Either. It's all right. We love each other.
Bye. Bye.